Clare 2-22, Galway 4-11. A disappointing day for the Galway Minor Hurlers in Semple Stadium this afternoon. After an impressive campaign up to today, Galway came up against a fiercely determined and well-drilled Clare side, who played on the front foot and didn't allow Galway any time or space to express themselves. While two first-half goals kept Galway in touch on the scoreboard, two second-half goals in the opening stages for Clare put daylight between the sides that they never relinquished. It was Clare that opened the scoring within the first minute through Michael Collins. But then an excellent start for Galway on 3 minutes when Arden Nyland Free from his own 45 dropped short and Jason Rabbit caught and turned to goal. Evan Price and Arden Nyland with a free from midfield swapped points for Galway to lead 1-1 to 2 points by the 7th minute. 3 points on the trot for Clare would edge them in front by the 12th minute through Michael Collins and 2 points from Mark O'Brien, one from a free. But then on 13 minutes, a Shane Murray puck out was collected by Conor Gilligan. He laid it off to the on-running Cullen Killeen, who soloed through the Clare defence to find the back of the net. And Arden Nyland added a free, his second of the afternoon, on 14 minutes for Galway to edge 3 in front, 2-2 to 5 points. But 5 of the next 6 scores came from Clare as they moved through the gears, with good points from Sean Arthur, Mark O'Brien and Ogie Fanning to edge 10 points to 2-3 in front by the 21st minute. Arden Nyland then with a free and Owen Begley swapped points before Jason Rabbit hit Galway's first point from play on 26 minutes to bring the side's level at 2-5 to 11 points. In the remaining few minutes of the first half, it was clear that it would edge in front at half time when Mark O'Brien hit his fourth free on 28 minutes. As Clare went in at the break, 1-up, 12 points to 2-5 in the first half where Galway's shooting was off, hitting 9 first half wides. On the resumption, Galway needed a quick start and they got it when Michael Burke brought the side's level within 10 seconds of the restart when he soloed through the heart of the Clare defence to split the post. Galway were struck a blow though a minute later when Ogie Fanning goaled for Clare. Mikey Fallon, on as a sub for Galway at half time, got a point back for Galway on 32 minutes as Clare edged 1-12 to 2-7 in front. Matters got worse for Galway on 37 minutes when a James Hegarty free from his own 65 deceived goalie Shane Murray and ended up in the back of the net. And James Hegarty was a huge free for Clare on 38 minutes, had Clare 6 points to the good, 2-13 to 2-7. Arden Nyland hit his fifth free of the afternoon on 40 minutes, but 3 on the trot for Clare from Fred Hegarty, Jack Meskell and Michael Collins had Clare completely in the driving seat, 2-16 to 2-8 by the end of the third quarter. Galway needed a response and Arden Nyland duly obliged with 3 points in the trot, 1 from a free and 2 from play, to bring it back to 5 points between the sides by the 53rd minute. But it was Clare that would finish the half strongly. James Hegarty with another huge free and a Harry Doherty point had Clare 7 points in front, 2-18 to 2-11 with 5 minutes remaining. Galway did get 2 goals in the remaining few minutes of the game through Harry Holmes on 56 minutes and the last score of the game through Cullen Killeen on 63 minutes. But in between those 2 goals, Clare struck 4 points from play through Mark O'Brien, Owen Carey, another O'Brien point and a Michael Power point, as Clare ended convincing winners in the end on a final scoreline of 2-22 to 4-11. Galway scorers on the day was Arden Nyland, who clocked up 8 points, 6 from frees. Cullen Killeen hit 2 goals, Jason Rabbit hit 1-1. Harry Holmes got a goal on his introduction and a point apiece came from Michael Burke and Mickey Fallon. So a disappointing end to Galway's campaign in the All-Ireland final. But I'm sure with the amount of talent involved in that squad, they'll go on to bigger and better things in the future. The final score again from Semple Stadium in Thurles, Clare 2-22, Galway 4-11. This is Gordon Duan for Galway FM.